Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Rochelle Olsen.
My first concert, Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
The Old Met in Bloomington. I was like 7 or 8. One of my mom's friends bailed at the last minute, so I was a fill-in.
Oh, massively underrated Tom Jones.
Well, that voice.
The voice is still great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's on my TikTok feed where occasionally I get Tom Jones singing with Wilson Pickett or with David Crosby. Or
didn't he do Lady Gaga or something? I don't know.
Aretha, sure. Right? I mean, just, man, you know, I'm sure he was lonely a lot too. Never had any companionship, you know, nothing like that.
True story, they were throwing underwear. The minute guys start singing, I'm 7 or 8 years old, they're throwing underwear up on the stage, and I'm turning my mind, I'm like, why are they throwing their underwear? Well, that's just what they do, and I'm thinking, what does that do? Then you don't have any underwear.
That's a tough explanation for a 7-year-old.
Yeah, maybe it was a little young for the show.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so let's get to it. We had 9 people?
Was it 9 or 8?
I mean, I don't know. It was a lot. We did not have
starting out with a tough question.
Yeah, it was not Mike Lindell, though. Mike, not in attendance yet because...
He's to come. He'll be there.
He'll.
One imagines.
Is it Thursday? Is that when we think he supposedly is?
I don't have the time or date, but he is anticipated to enter.
Okay, so these are the Republicans who are in the race who are trying to tell Tim Walz, you're fired. What was the number one takeaway for Rochelle Olsen, Star Tribune reporter and columnist?
Number one. Well, I thought it was interesting how they all are sort of trying to kowtow to Trump or sort of get his endorsement. I mean, Jensen, on one hand, was the only one who said he wasn't necessarily seeking Trump's endorsement, but he would certainly welcome it. And he was actually, I thought, the one who kind of leaned more into Trumpism, saying Trump has shown us the path how to do this. And I think you also heard Jensen. One of the things that Jensen, former state senator, ran for governor last time, one of the things he talked about was he was very critical of the speaker, Lisa Daymuth, saying the Republicans should have held out for more cuts, less spending in the 2025 session.
It's funny.
Shut the government down is what he's saying. So
I saw that. It's funny because... I've been around Scott enough. I like him as a person whenever I see him. But I kid DeRusha about what position he's going to have. Scott's a bit the same way. Like when Scott was a state senator, he worked with Democrats, I don't want to say frequently, but a fair amount on issues. Then when he moved to get the endorsement in 2022, he moved well to the right. Then was it about a year later? Dave, when did we have Jensen in? Was it 23? When it was 24? And he basically admitted, I went too far right. I fell into the spell. I went too far right. We got to change the process. And now since he's jumped back in, he's back well to the right again.
Right. I mean, he was, as I said, trying to run to the right of Leeds to Damath. And he also, it kind of got lost because once Jensen gets to talking, he talks pretty fast and he kind of mixes a lot of stuff in there. But one thing he mentioned early on was getting government out of your doctor's office.
Yeah, he's
talking about the vaccine situation. He's not talking about in terms of reproductive care. I think he wants the government in the doctor's office in those points. But anyway, he's back on the vaccine stuff again too. So I don't know if he can't help himself or what.
Yeah, you know, he one of the two comments that the Democrats ran into the ground on abortion came on this show, where Jensen jumped into some stuff. And again, this was the time he came in with us and he said, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. But then...
Wait, he said that the last election.
The last election, he jumped in and the Democrats used it against him. He's trying to
not go there this time.
Yeah. And so then he said when he came in with us about a year after, he goes, oh, I shouldn't have went there with abortion. I won't... It's set a law. I won't do that. But he's dropping some hints again. Scott is always trying to find his lane. And that's the thing. So who can find their lane where they will get the MAGA approval? Okay, they will get the Trump MAGA approval in this state. But also enough centrists in this state will say, I'm sick of the fraud. I'm sick of walls. And I normally wouldn't vote for you. But this time, I'm going to do it.
You're asking me who?
Right now. Let's go.
Well, another thing I thought that was interesting last night was clearly the speaker, Lisa Damath, came in and was, I thought, a little more disciplined than the other candidates. She was kind of trying to land a message. She started, you know, my name is Lisa Damath. And then when she'd wrap up her 2 minutes, she'd set her name again. And and I think it's such an early debate. And there were so many candidates up there, some of whom I don't know if they're going to be in there for the long haul. It's really hard when you have that many people up there and there's not a lot of back and forth. And so I think Damath is really trying to sharpen, working on her message. And Chris Maddle, the Minneapolis attorney, he's early in this. But I think you saw little glimpses of them, like Maddle can be charming and funny and clever. And you saw little glimpses of that. I think you also saw Damath trying to sort of refine her message or getting started on refining a message. I mean, those are the ones to watch. But I also think... Jensen, I don't know if you'd say there was a winner, but he has an ability to connect with people.
Absolutely.
I felt like he sort of, I wasn't there, but it sounded like he kind of won the room. I mean.
I agree. I've been around Scott, and he can connect with people, right? And this is in Marshall, right? Is this where this took place?
Yes.
Okay. So let me go back to Maddle here, because they're all intelligent individuals, okay? Chris is incredibly comfortable speaking in front of a jury, a judge, in front of the press. He's never going to be overwhelmed by it. He has the gift of gab. Now, he's not maybe as deep in the political weeds as some of these folks, but how do you think that played in the limited amount of time everybody had last night? Could you see enough of that where if they actually get the sparring, that would stand out?
I do. I think it could. And I think even as the debate went on a little bit, I mean, it was his first debate, and he's only been in the race a year. You could see he...
A week?
A week. And he is, I think, as we've probably talked about, he's a very smart guy. He's a very intuitive guy. He's going to be able to read rooms, and he's going to be able to adjust and work on his message, I guess, pick his lane. That's the question with him is, can he adjust to this? This is a totally different environment than a courtroom. But make no mistake, he can own a courtroom. I've seen it. Those are not unintimidating places. Judge, jury, prosecutors. He has no qualms about walking into that room and, you know, I own this room. And I think he's going to adjust, and I think he's going to become an interesting candidate.
I agree. Okay, let's pause. Rochelle's in the house. We normally chat with Rochelle on Friday. I'm on a secret mission, so I will not be here on Friday. And it worked out perfect that Rochelle paid attention to this debate last night. There'll be plenty more. More with our friend Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune in just moments on CCO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is it Jeff Kolb, I think is his name, on the Twitter machine? And he nailed this because...
That was funny.
Kendall Qualls is again telling us that what we need is an outsider. And as Jeff pointed out, I'm giving full credit, the only reason why he's an outsider is he keeps losing in his previous races. This is the third one, right?
I don't know what he's up to. I'm not an expert on Kendall Qualls' political aspirations.
It's at least three.
Okay.
Because he lost to Phillips. Well, you just Googled it. What was the other race that he won? But you can't be an outsider if you tried and you're 0-2. No, you're no longer an outsider if this is your third race.
What is the threshold for being an outsider? See, if he had gotten in, we wouldn't have all these problems now. I think that's what he's saying, right? I mean, if we just listened to him the first time.
I want to see if he's going to be any different because he ran against Phillips, who is a Democrat, but he's a center-left Democrat. Clearly, he's not Betty McCollum. He's not Ilhan Omar. And we interviewed him 2-3 times, and he just had... And very accomplished man, right? Just had all the generalization, Nancy Pelosi this, and you're like, come on, Kendall. You got to be better than this. You mentioned Lisa Damoth. Was Damoth in any way the way others reacted, like she was the favorite, or was she just one of the individuals up there?
I thought, I mean, as I mentioned, Scott Jensen did go after her pretty early on, and he did it. He repeated it a couple times. I don't recall anybody else going after her. Specifically, he was the, you know, shut down the government. You didn't go far enough. He brought it up multiple times, at least two. So I don't know. Does that mean she's the favorite? I was kind of looking for that. I didn't really see anybody else do that, but it might be a little early to say that, but I also have to think... She's the House Speaker. She's going to be prominent once the session starts in February, and she's clearly sort of positioning herself as she can more than hold her own with Walls. I think she talked about that last night
in terms of
negotiations. So maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you're 100% right in the platform she's going to have, right? When you are the Speaker of the House and when you have this divided government, and you have the fraud story. She's going to say fraud about every fifth word. And then Kristen Robbins, who's in charge of the fraud committee, she's going to say, hold my beer, Lisa. I'm going to say it every three words.
Right.
The fraud story, for all the valid reasons, is going to come up over and over again. What does that portend to the upcoming legislative session? Are they going to get anything done when you got the governor and the speaker who in theory already are in a race against each other and they have to try to make a deal?
Oh, well, you're going to have the governor and the speaker, and as we've had for the past, what, since 22, 23, whatever year that was, they all run together, right? You're going to have, it's almost evenly divided, the legislature.
Yeah,
so
right.
You have that. That's also really what they're dealing with. So it's, I don't know, get stuff done. Sure. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're really trying to get done at this point. Finances are tight. I think they're going to have to try to rein those in, and that sort of, I don't know, cuts or to hold down spending. I mean, I don't look for some sort of property tax reform overhaul bill or something like that.
That'd be nice.
But it would behoove everyone to be, quote, fiscally responsible and tighten our belts.
One last thing away from this. The police department in the city of Minneapolis announces they're over budget by just short of $20 million. And the city council was fairly tough on Brian O'Hara yesterday. I've liked what O'Hara has done. He entered this position in a very difficult spot, needed to add people. But I'm sorry, if you're that far over budget, you need to be telling the city council what is taking place, period.
Keeping them updated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say I covered City Hall at the turn of the century, and the police budget is always, I don't know if you say tricky, but it's it can be unpredictable. I remember this sort of, I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but I remember this being an issue with the former chief, Bob Olson. I mean, it's a little, it's harder to predict. It's harder, but yeah, I mean, somebody should have been in the loop clearly, and I mean, we also have this Todd Barnett, the public safety overseer. I mean, we've got
What is that position do?
He makes a lot of money. I will say that.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we have this added layer of administration, and then somehow they're not keeping the council apprised. What's going on? Why is there that disconnect?
Yeah, and on, let's just go to 5835. On the matters of needing more police and some of the folks on the further left of the city council and trying to push back, I didn't agree with them at all. Okay, I'm more on we need to add more police, and I agree with a number, not all, number of things O'Hara's done. But you're still working for the mayor and the council on budget. You have to keep them appraised.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me either. I don't know.
Yeah. Is he going to stay?
That's the question. I mean, I think the fact that Fry won, I think that
helps.
I think he'll stay for a while. Who knows? I mean, all these guys always move on down the line pretty quickly, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see him entering politics, though.
Here or in New Jersey?
I don't think he's
O'Hara?
Yeah, I think he...
Running for what?
Maybe not here, but maybe back in Jersey. I think the way he communicates on issues, I could see him as a politician. Maybe even where he could cover him here. I don't have the office. I'm just, you know what I'm doing? I'm speculating.
You do it, and you do it well.
Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
And meeting Dave Harrigan in person, and you seemed like she was very disappointed by that meeting.
Oh, no.
Susie at CBS next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.